And you're listening to Morning Edition here on KASU. It is 8:20. And joining me on the phone lines right now, we're talking to U.S. Representative Rick Crawford, who joins us here on KASU. Good morning, Mr. Crawford. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, the president had, well, the White House really is setting up a federal commission to explore school safety. This was something that happened last night. It was deemed the first formal policy response to the deadly shooting that took place in Parkland, Florida. What are your thoughts on how President Trump has been responding to this by way of school safety and some of the proposals that he has?
Well, oddly enough, we have written a bill to do just that, basically set up a school safety commission that's kind of modeled after the 9/11 commission to essentially do that. You know, look, the problem is we don't really have a full comprehensive understanding of what laws are out there, what safety protocols are out there, what reporting protocols are out there between law enforcement agencies, federal, state, county, local, and so I think we need a full assessment of not, you know, we've got lots of data. In fact, I've got a book at my house on the Sandy Hook shooting that is a huge binder. I bet it's 1,000 pages of information just on that shooting alone. So it's not that we don't have data out there available. It's that we're not really sharing resources and coming up with ideas on how we avoid this type of thing in the future. And so and we've been working on this for almost immediately after that Florida shooting. We started working on legislation to essentially set up a commission modeled after the 9/11 commission. And if you recall, that was about a two-year timeline for them. And I think they appropriated somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million to come up with the recommendations, findings and recommendations from that commission. And so ours was not going to be nearly as costly because we didn't require security clearances, but it's something I think that our legislation would certainly be supported by the president, given the fact that he essentially just asked for the same thing.
What would be some of the things that you would want to see as part of the commission and maybe some of the recommendations in that regard? What would you hope would come out of this commission and the findings?
Well, I think first off, you need to have the relevant stakeholders and not just one side or the other, not a political bent toward this, but look, find some people who have experienced this. You know, Jonesboro is has the dubious distinction of being on the list of having suffered a school shooting, and it was at a time when it was sort of the precursor to the Safe Schools Act. So there's some expertise here in the city of Jonesboro that could be very well utilized. And there are other cities who've experienced the same type of tragedy. Obviously, Parkland, Florida, Sandy Hook, Connecticut, Columbine in Colorado, Pearl, Mississippi, Paducah, Kentucky, up in Washington. I mean, the list goes on, unfortunately. And one of the things I think that you find is that there identify some commonalities here within the schools and then figure out what you can do. Certainly, we need to harden security in the school setting. And that can be achieved in a variety of ways. But the other thing you have to understand is not every school is the same. I mean, some are geographically displaced. Some of them are going to be require a considerably longer response time. School resource officers, how do they impact school security? How effective are they? What can we do differently? What can we do better? What needs to change? Things like that. And then, of course, the value of having mental health therapists in the school setting, I think, is something that sometimes gets lost. One thing we want to be careful about when addressing mental health, I think it's important that we do it, but do it very discreetly, because what you don't want to do is create a scenario where someone is afraid to ask for help for fear of being stigmatized for having a mental health issue that they want help with. And that creates more problems than it solves. And so, yes, we have to address that. But this commission, I think, should be prepared to study that and make a recommendation on how to best address it.
Well, one listener asked this question. You know, Congress reversed an Obama-era law to add the mentally ill to the background checks register around the same time last year. And in light of the Parkland shooting and, of course, the 20th anniversary of Westside, There's been some discussion of mental illness as a possible cause for this, but how would any new policy created to address that issue differ from the one that was reversed by Congress?
Well, you know, adjudicated mental illness is one thing. The other thing is, you know, identifying an at-risk individual, and particularly in a school setting, that then you have to get into the ethical question of duty to report and what that entails and how that's going to flesh out in terms of how are you going to offer help to this individual and are we going to put them into a database? You know, and in the school scenario, you're dealing with people under 18 anyway. So they wouldn't be able to purchase a firearm legally under any circumstance. And so what we're talking about here is trying to define this or narrowly define this to a school setting. The reason you can do that is because there's some circumstances and situations that you somewhat can control. Out in the public, for example, in Orlando and San Bernardino and some of the, and Las Vegas, these are security issues that are so much different than a school setting that they have to, I think, be addressed in separate contexts. So, but I will say this, if you can get it right at the school, then I think you might have a template that could be readily applied to a church, for example, down in Texas, and following those kind of protocols on the physical security aspects of what we're talking about. And then you can help businesses and retail establishments and, you know, sort of that public space that's difficult to secure. But I think really you got to start at the school, and you've got to have a fairly narrow focus on this because, you know, that is where we see, even though it represents a fraction of gun violence in total, it's a space that can be controlled and to some degree, and this can be largely prevented if we have the right elements in place.
U.S. Congressman Rick Crawford joining us here on KASU. Congressman Crawford, one of the things I know that President Trump was talking about was endorsing legislation that would improve background checks. How would that work when you take a look at what may be already on the books?
Well, it's difficult to ascertain at this point, but given the fact that our background check system, you know, just as an example, I know a background check to purchase a firearm is different than, say, a background check to receive a security clearance in the federal government, in the military or some federal agency. And I understand that. But there are also some technical issues and technology that could either enhance background investigations at a point of sale or also can create problems. I mean, look, we're running into problems with things like E-Verify. And it sounds great, but, you know, it kind of gets back to the old adage, you know, garbage in, garbage out. If you don't have an accurate database, if you don't have a good data, you're not going to be able to get good results from a background check. So the question then becomes, how do you put someone into a database, you know, from a standpoint of you know, an offender, for example, if this was a domestic violence offender, are they going to be included in the database? How do you adjudicate mental health? You know, obviously, if somebody has been legally adjudicated, then they should probably be included in that database. But what about people who haven't been, who still have a mental health problem that maybe nobody knows about? And I mean, this is what I talked about before, the mental health professional, do they have a duty to report? And if they do, is that not going to create a problem with regard to people coming and seeing mental health professionals who may have a problem but are afraid to because they're afraid to get put into a database? There's a lot of what-ifs to address here from the mental health perspective, but certainly questions that need to be asked and discussed. And you know, I don't have all the answers here, but I do think that we need to at least start having this conversation. If we're going to rely on background checks, they need to be valid. We need to have information that matters. Otherwise, it doesn't. It's like I said, garbage in, garbage out.
Now, as you know, Westside Middle School shooting in Jonesboro took place 20 years ago, and I think mm-hmm. that whenever there's a school shooting, you talk to some people in Jonesboro, and it's like reopening up old wounds all over again because people remember all this. And I think one of the real frustrations about this is it's been 20 years. How come something hasn't been done? How come this issue hasn't been fixed? And I know that there's some people saying, well, it's good to have a commission and all that. But, you know, where's the action in after all the discussion, and how do you start fixing a problem that's at least 20 years old?
Well, you know, that's a good point, and I think people are getting kind of frustrated with a lot of the talk. Yes, we wrote some legislation to essentially authorize this commission that Donald Trump is talking about right now. But more importantly, what most people probably don't know is I've actually taken the time in the last few weeks to meet with people in, that were involved, that responded to Westside, that were at Westside when that happened. What can we do here proactively without waiting on legislation, without waiting on, you know, somebody to come up with some sort of magic formula? How do we sort of marshal the resources of this community and establish a protocol that can work and be utilized in other communities all around the First District, maybe all around Arkansas, and heck, maybe even a template for a national program? We don't know, but what we do know is we're not going to wait around for that legislation to appear. We're going to take a proactive role in helping to do this. And so, you know, we're still in the planning stages of this, but we're bringing the resources together, and we want to have this discussion, and we want to figure out a plan that we can share with other schools and some of these professionals who have worked in that setting and have experienced it personally firsthand. They're a great resource to help educate educators and administrators and those folks who are responsible not only for, you know, educating our kids, but for, you know, maintaining their security while they're at school. And I mean, that's a big ask. It's a lot of stuff going on there that, you know, in the course of the day when our kids are at school, that we've put a lot of responsibility on those individuals. We want to make sure they're equipped appropriately.
U.S. Congressman Rick Crawford, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. We look forward to talking to you soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you want to hear that interview back, we'll have it for you on the website here soon on KASU.org. And also we'll have it on our podcast as well for congressional interviews. Looking at the weather forecast, expect temperatures to be near 53 today under mostly sunny skies. Clear skies tonight. We'll see a low 33. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 51. We'll see a warm-up starting on Thursday, but then we'll also see this weekend chances of showers and thunderstorms coming in Friday night and sticking around through the weekend. And you're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. Right now, temperatures of 37 degrees across the region. Good morning. It's 8:33.